Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
George Washington is known as the father of our nation, the father of freedom, and our first president. He was a man of principle. He stood for truth. He also believed in divine providence and carried with him a book of prayers in his own handwriting, prayers for morning and evening of every day. He was kind and empathetic, but if needed, would hand out severe punishment to his soldiers. In the winter of 1779, the Continental Army lacked adequate food and clothing. Two leaders demanded full rations and back pay. Washington had them hanged to quell an uprising. It was said of Washington that he could not be shot in battle. Before the Revolution, while serving under the British general, General Braddock, he was in the thick of battle with pillows on his saddle because he was recovering from a long bout of dysentery. During the battle, four bullets went through his hat and four through his clothing. His horse was shot out from under him. He found another horse, and that one, too, was shot out from under him. So he mounted a third horse and continued fighting. In all of this, he was not hit by any bullet. Later, as a general, it was his practice to lead the charge out front in clear sight of the enemy, yet he was never struck by a bullet. In 1772, an Indian chief gave this prophecy about Washington: "The Great Spirit protects that man and guides his destinies. He will become the chief of nations, and a people yet unborn will hail him as the founder of a mighty empire."
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.